International Day of Action for Abortion Rights in Ireland. On the 28th of October, protests will take place at Irish embassies and consulates around the world, called by Irish campaign Rosa Reproductive Rights, against oppression, sexism, and austerity. The day will mark the second anniversary of the death of Savita Halappanova, victim of Ireland's backward abortion laws. 2 years later, despite huge desire for change from below, we've seen no progress. This was highlighted again recently by the case of a vulnerable young migrant woman's battle with the system. Presenting at approximately 8 weeks pregnant, suicidal as a result of her pregnancy, the protracted process included experts from the medical field and court orders, including one for forced hydration after her resorting to hunger and thirst strike. There was also an attempt to legally force the woman to undergo a C-section, which she eventually capitulated to. Incredibly, the unborn was allocated a lawyer, as well as the woman. The protests will call for a referendum to repeal the Eighth Amendment of the Irish Constitution, the constitutional ban on abortion. The majority of the population in Ireland support a vote on the issue. Other referenda, including on marriage equality, are planned for the spring of next year, and repealing the Eighth should be added to the ballot. Life and death. The Socialist Party's 3 TDs MPs are backing the campaign. Ruth Coppinger said, "We believe this is now a life and death issue for women in this country. This sectarian, anti-woman amendment can no longer be tolerated." Joe Higgins added, "Medical guidelines just published ominously make explicit reference to C-section and early induction. Is the Labour Party in government going to continue the legacy of a Catholic Church-influenced state, of Magdalene laundries, mother, and baby homes, and symphysiotomy surgically dividing the pubic bone for childbirth, a procedure performed without consent on 1,500 Irish women between 1944 and 1984? Question mark? Of controlling women's bodies, and denying them healthcare and rights? We wish to win 2 yes votes in one day in the spring of next year, for marriage equality, and to lift Ireland's abortion ban, and strike a major blow against church insistence on dictating crucial personal choices in people's lives." The latest poll shows that 56% support a referendum in the lifetime of this government, with only 19% against, so why does the government repeat the mantra of no appetite? Join the London protest 1 p.m, the 28th of October, Irish Embassy, 17 Grosvenor Place, London, Southwestern 1x7 hours, nearest Tube Hyde Park corner. Ruth Coppinger, Socialist Party TD, will be speaking at the Saturday Rally of Socialism 2014, 8 and the 9th of November in London.